Welcome back to Dollars and Cents, here with your business tech and investing news. The NBA has now expanded to Africa. Yes, they now have the Basketball Africa League. This is something that apparently has been in the works for a couple years. The inaugural season will kick off in March. This was announced during the NBA's All-Star Weekend in Chicago, which I'm pretty sure everybody enjoyed those freezing temperatures. Now, there are six teams from African countries who automatically gained entry into the league. These countries are Angola, Egypt, Morocco, Nigeria, Senegal, Tunisia, possibly saying that wrong. But, and obviously they're going to use some of the biggest, more named countries, because people that, I don't think the NBA is going to depend purely on African viewership. I think they're definitely going to want other countries, other continents to look, because the NBA, our NBA, USA's, is already big in China, Japan. So, obviously, they're hoping for that same type of growth in other countries, especially in a continent that's very prominent with soccer. This would definitely be interesting. Now, some of the other countries, because remember, it's the NBA, you can't just have 12 teams. It's actually 32. So you're also going to have Cameroon, Madagascar, Mali, Mozambique, and Rwanda. Now, they're going to have two conferences. Each team is only going to play five games, though. And the top six are going to compete in a single game elimination tournament to become their champion. Now they're going to be playing games in not all of the teams' names will actually have games played there. Because currently they only have Cairo, Dakar, Lagos, Luanda, Monastir and Sali, as well as Kigali and Rwanda, as cities that games are going to be played in. Now, the NBA is not publicly traded. It's not. But what the fuck is the point of me telling you this shit? Where's the money at? Where can you invest at? Nike and the Jordan brand have invested in this as well. Because guess where those uniforms are going to come from? Nike. Guess who's going to be wanting to do shoes and wanting to do sponsorships in Africa? Nike. Jordan. That's where the money is. Nike and Jordan, who you know are, of course, close with the NBA, are sponsoring the teams over there. They already have the game uniforms. So that's where the potential for more money. I don't know how strong the Nike brand is in Africa, but that's the potential for that brand to grow right there a little more. We know America. Well, actually, it actually is bigger on the East. The Japan, China, actually. Sales over there are bigger than it is in America. I know a lot of people are probably shocked by that, but we may have a sneaker culture, but they buy more Nikes. I mean, it is what it is. So hopefully I'm pretty sure they'd love to see Africa increase their interest in Nike and Jordan, because that would definitely help revenue, which is definitely going to do numbers in their stock. Not that Nike stock is bad, because obviously Nike stock is good. They've had excellent growth the past 2 years, and the dividends are fantastic. They're definitely poised for more growth, and this will only add to it. If Africans actually desire to watch basketball, which obviously, if it comes on, you know, during the gap of the soccer season, they should be good to go. Because, I mean, that's how we work over here. Football season's in, you go into basketball, basketball ends, you're at baseball. So I really don't see why it would be a problem. But the NBA itself also announced a partnership with cognac maker Hennessy this week. Well, last week. I want to say that's really kind of the first alcohol company. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. 100% not sure. But I've never personally heard of a sports franchise. Well, the NBA. The NFL does. They have alcohol sponsorships, partnerships. But it's a multi-year partnership with Hennessy. Which, LVMH, their stock been great. So I think that'll only work in both of their favors, to be honest. They will now be the official spirit of the NBA. Not only the NBA, but the WNBA as well, and the USA basketball team. So that's really a great deal for Hennessy. And a great deal for some of the players who may have issues with sponsorships, may put them in a better light. They'll get a broader segment of basketball fans with that Hennessy. But that's really it. To me, that was the most interesting deal going on. You got LVMH and Nike with these NBA deals. And, of course, the NBA itself trying to broaden out. The two companies I would want to keep an eye on would be Nike and LVMH, which is Louis Vuitton, Moet Hennessy, because it's a great opportunity for them. And those are the companies that you'll be able to invest in attached to this Nike deal with Africa. This has been Dollars and Cents. I might sound a little rough because it's a little early. And the weather's been flip-flopping. I don't do well, you know, congestion and stuff. But if you're new to the podcast, there's so many older episodes that you can check out to get information on. Some are specifically named explaining the stock market or dividends. If you go back and look, they're there. But other than that, I'll try and keep this on a weekly basis and increase my posts for those on the IG. I've not forgot about you. I've not forgot about any of y'all. Just, it's a busy year. A lot of expansion. A lot of money in the air that I'm trying to pull down. Spend dollars and cents. Keep your mind on your money. Your money on your mind.